Today's daf is Menachis Daf Chof, and we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. So the Mishnah and Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph discuss different avoidos that were ancillary to the Korban Mincha, and mentioned that although they're discussed in the Torah sometimes in great detail, but at the same time they're not ma'akev. Mishnah said lo yotzak, lo bolal, lo potas. Loi malach, loi henef, loi higish, loi mashchan. The halacha is kesherit. Then the Gemara digressed and discussed different rules in terms of knowing when the Torah says something by a mincha, it's ma'akim, and when it's not ma'akim. Specifically, the Gemara brought Rav's memra. Kol makim shehichser l'cha hakasav ha-Torah ha-mincha inna la'akim. That any time the Torah was shina hakasav la'akev by a korban mincha, even if one is by katshei shah, one is by katshei dairai, still the halacha is, it's going to be ma'akim. What seems to be implied from what Rav said is that the only time something is ma'akev, or at least that's what the Gemara thinks right now, is if it was shina hakasav la'akev. But if the Torah mentions the halacha by the korban mincha, and the Torah didn't chazer it, then that means it's the flip side of the same coin, meaning if the Torah chazered it, it's ma'akev. If the Torah did not repeat it a second time, that means it's not ma'akev. And on that note, the Gemara asks a kasha. Maskev lo Rav Huna. So Rav Huna asks the kasha. Harei melach, the mitzvah of melicha, which is mentioned in the Torah. The loy tana beikra, which the Torah mentions once and not twice. Uma'akveve. And we know it's ma'akev. How do we know the tanya we learned to the b'risa? Bris melach oilam. It says with regards to the carbon mincha, that before it was put on the Mizbeach, it had to be salted. What's known as the mitzvah of melicha. And the Torah says, bris melach oylam hu. And what do we learn from those words? Pretty dramatic. Shetehei bris amura b'melach. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's coming to teach me that there's a chaymer of bris. Bris is like a shvua with regards to the salt. Meaning it has to be on the mincha. It's not preferable. It's not likatchiva. It's ma'akev. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, I agree with the halacha, but I learned it from somewhere else. Nemar kam bris melach oylam, v'nebel ha'lam bris kuhuna soylam. Kishem she'yav. Just like it's not possible to bring a carbon without a koyin, meaning any avoida that requires koyin is ma'akiv, kachi, yefshul karbonas b'lei melach, so too you can't bring a carbon without melach. What's the bottom line? You see from both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, both gedolei hatanaim, that they were of the opinion that the mitzvah of melicha is ma'akiv. The kasha is that if Rav said that the rule of thumb as it relates to the carbon mincha is that if the Torah says it twice, it's ma'akiv. The Torah says it once, it's not ma'akiv. Melicha is something that the Torah only mentioned once. So if the Torah only mentioned it once, why is it ma'akiv? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Rav Ketana Didan Svirulei. It's true. Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon are both of the opinion that melicha is ma'akiv. But the Tana of our Mishnah is clearly of the opinion that melicha is not ma'akiv. How do you know that? Because that's what Tana Mishnah said. The Amar Loi Malach Kosher. So Rav is going to hold Ketana Didan, knowing that he's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Amalei Abaya, but Abaya said, is that really pshat in the Mishnah? Meaning, when the Mishnah says loy malach kasher, it means you don't have to do malicha at all. Ihachi lo yatzak nami. Then when the Mishnah says lo yatzak, it should mean lo yatzak klal. Ella, that can't be, because we know Yitzika is ma'akev. Rather, what does loy yatzak mean? Loy yatzak koyin elazar. So, achanami loy malach koyin elazar. How do you know when the Mishnah says loy malach, it means you don't have to do malich at all? The Mishnah also says loy yatzak. And we know, we discussed it already in detail, that was the first part of the Mishnah that the Gemara had discussed, that of course Yitzika is ma'akev. So what does it mean when the Mishnah says layotzak? It means a kohen doesn't have to do it. Masis and Reb Shimon, but it means that a kohen doesn't have to do it. A zar is allowed to do it. So maybe when it says laymalach, it means the same thing. Laymalach kohen el zar. But how do you have a right to suggest that the Tan of our Mishnah argues with Reb Shimon? Maybe everybody holds malicha is ma'akiv. The Mishnah says laymalach kosher. It means what it means by layotzak. It means layotzak kohen el zar amalei. But the Gemara says, Rav said, v'chisal al taitach shezor korv v'gabi mizbech layotzak could mean either lo yatzak klal kosher or lo yatzak kayin elazar. So we say what it means is lo yatzak kayin elazar. But lo malach, that's not really an option, because if the Mishnah is coming to say lo malach kayin elazar kosher, physically, how is it possible for a zar to do malicha? In order to do malicha, you would have to go to the mizbeach. And the Zohar is not allowed to go to the Mizbeach. So being that the Zohar is not allowed to go to the Mizbeach, Bal Karchach, when the Mishnah says Loi Malach, it doesn't mean Loi Malach Koin El Zohar, that the Zohar is allowed to do it, because Atu Bereshi Askina, the Zohar wasn't allowed to get close enough to the Mizbeach for him to practically be able to execute the Avodah of the Malicha. Thus, when the Mishnah says Loi Malach, it must mean Loi Malach Klal Kasher, so that even though Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both hold Malicha's Ma'akev, the time of the Mishnah clearly holds Malicha's not Ma'akev. Rav, who said that the only time something is Ma'akev is if it's Shina HaKasuv in the parish of Mincha, Malicha that's Loi Shina HaKasuv, Rav will hold is not Ma'akev, like the time of our Mishnah. Iba Yisem, or you could say Enochinami. Rav said that if it's Shina HaKosov La'akev, it's Ma'akev. If it's not Shina HaKosov, then it's not Ma'akev. The Kasha is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and maybe the Tan of our Mishnah, all hold that Malicha is Ma'akev, Ayetz Lo Shina HaKosov. Says the Gemara, true, the Torah didn't mention the mitzvah of Malicha twice by the Korban Mincha, but V'iba Yisema, Kiman Dechsiva Be Bris, the Torah did use the word Bris, Keman the Tan of Ekro Dan. So it's as if the Torah has it. Bottom line is Rav said a halacha that wherever the Torah mentioned something twice by the Korban Mincha, it's Ma'akev. The Torah didn't mention it twice. It means by definition, that's the Gemara's diuk, right at the beginning of the sugya, it's not Ma'akev. The Gemara the Kasha from Malicha. Malicha is something that wasn't chazered over in the Torah, and as a result, it should not be Ma'akev according to Rav. Stating that, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both hold, it's not Ma'akev. The Gemara said two terutzim. Either it's true Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that Malicha is Ma'akev, but the Tan of our Mishnah holds Malicha is not Ma'akev, and Rav is going to go like the Tan of our Mishnah. Alternatively, this premise that Malicha is considered something that the Torah didn't chazer is not true, because although the Torah didn't physically speak out the parsha of Malicha twice, but at the same time the Torah mentions the word bris, and the Gemara's lashon is kivan de chsiva ba bris kiman de tana beikra dami. But the Gemara asks a very obvious question. It's obvious if you've literally learned Chumash Rashi or have been mavis edge of parshas Vayikra. This premise that the Gemara is making, that the mitzvah of Malicha is loy tana beikra, it's not something that the Torah mentions twice. Is that true? V'loi tana beikra v'haksiv. But there's a pasuk that says v'chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach. So the Gemara only brings the beginning of the pasuk. But in order to understand today's daf, you're going to have to be very familiar with every detail of this pasuk. So let's read the entire pasuk. It's Vayikra perik beis pasuk yud gimel. The pasuk says v'chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach v'loi sashbis melech brisalei kecha mi'al minchascha. And then the Torah says again, I'll call korban chatakriv melech. This is one long run-on pasuk. It's all one pasuk. The chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach. Your korban mincha needs salt on it. V'loi sash b'smelech b'zalikecha mi'al minchasecha. Aloi saseh, make sure that you don't not put salt on your korban mincha. And then, since faith in mal, I'll call korban chatakriv melech. The Gemara's kasha is, how could you tell me that the mitzvah of malicha is loy shana hakas of la'akiv? This pasuk itself, it seems to say it three times. Says the Gemara, "Homi boy lay the chidetanya." No, because the rule is that the only time you have a shina kosev la'akiv is if the pasuk is 100% extra. Meaning, there's no halacha that's being learned from the fact that the Torah repeated this halacha. Therefore, we say it must be teaching me something. What's it teaching me? It's teaching me that it's ma'akiv. But the Gemara says that this pasuk, although at first glance it would seem to be very, very wordy, but the truth is that it teaches me many, many halachas. Thus, it's very, very wordy. Or it brings up Braisa, Kidetanya, and this Braisa will be the topic of the majority of this morning's daf. It's a technical Braisa and an even more technical analysis of the Braisa, but we do what we do. Says the Gemara, the Braisa says as follows: Ilu nema korbin b'melech, had the Torah just mentioned the mitzvah of Malicha with regards to a korbin, and not said specifically mincha shemayani, I would have thought afilu eitzim v'dam shenikru carbon. I would have thought that if somebody puts wood on the mizbeach or dam on the mizbeach, being that they are also called carbon, maybe there should be a mitzvah malicha tamalei mincha. It has to be similar to a mincha. Ma mincha miuchedesh acherim ban chayvela av kol shacherim ban chayvela. That the only time there's a mitzvah of malicha is if it's similar to the Karban Mincha. What's unique about the Karban Mincha? What's unique is that the Mincha, listen to this, has something else that had to be put on the Mizbeach while you were being makir of the Mincha. So the Mincha was made up of two parts, the Koimetz and the Levayim. When you were being makir of the Koimetz, you couldn't just put Koimetz on the Mizbeach, there had to be Eitzim on the Mizbeach. There was wood, a fire, you put the Koimetz on the fire that's on the wood. But you couldn't just put it on the Mizbeach. Something else had to go on the Mizbeach. That's in contrast to the Dam, for example, that didn't need any Eitzim. It didn't need any fire. So, from the fact that the Torah says Mincha, I know that Eitzim and Dam are excluded from the mitzvah Malicha, because it has to be Dumya the Mincha. Had it just said Carbon, I would have thought Eitzim and Dam also, because they're also called Carbon, as we'll see later. But the fact that the Torah mentioned the word mincha, so that now starts limiting the scope of who's shayach to the mitzvah of melicha. It has to be a carbon, quote unquote, that's similar to the mincha. What's unique about the mincha? A mincha has other things that are button chayva with it, as opposed to etzem and dam that don't. Ima mincha miyuchedah shemateres af kol shemater. Maybe say it differently. Maybe say that a mincha is unique in the fact that it's mater. It's mater the shiorei hamincha. So maybe let's be marba anything that's mater and ovidam shemater. Maybe that means that we should be marba dam talmud loymar. It says mi al mincha secha. It says the word mincha a second time to teach me v'loy me al domech. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss every line in this braisa in detail. If the braisa continues, it says, I would think that when you put the mincha on the mizbech, the entire mincha needs salt. Tamud loy ma carbon. Carbon ton melech, ve'in mincha kula tun melech. Only the part of the mincha that was actually karev on the mizbech. That was the koimitz and the levoina, but only those parts needed it, but the rest of it not. Vainly yellow koimitz, but now the rabbis sell levoina. How do I know levoina? Marbinel Selvaj came ba ima bakliach. It's part of the mincha. It was in the same klishari, says the mincha. And the nine the rabbis sell levoina habobif neyatzman. This is a very important part of the braisa. How do you know to be marba levoina that wasn't part of a mincha? Let's say somebody was menadev carbon, a mincha that is only levoina, or the levoina hababa bezichin, the levoina that was part of the bezichin levoina that was matter the lechem upon him, vak toiris, minchas koyim, minchas koyim mashiach, or minchas nesachim, emure chatos, ve emure yasham, ve emure kachem kadosh, ve emure kachem kal, ve evare oila, ve oila sa oif minayin. How do you know that all those things do need melech, talmud loymar, al kol karbon chatak riv melech? Bottom line is that the Gemara brought four drashas in this braisa. And the truth is, if you look at the pasuk, there's really four words that are extra in the pasuk. It's kedai to see it. V'chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach, v'leisash b'smelech brisal dekecho mi'al minchasecho al kol korban chatakir melech. It says the word melech a few times, but what this price is focusing on is the word korban and mincha. It says the word mincha twice, and it says the word korban twice. V'chol korban minchascha, and then it says at the end, me'al mincha secho, so that's mincha mincha, v'chol korban, and at the end, al kol korban chotakrev melech. So look at the pasuk, it's very straightforward. It says the word mincha twice, and it says the word korban twice. And from the word mincha, mincha, korban, korban, we have four halachas. The first time the Torah says the word mincha teaches me, lahaitzi etzim v'dam, that there's no chi of melicha on eitzim or dam. The second mincha is again tzimtzveitin mol to be moitzi dam. The Gemara is going to have to explain this, obviously. The first time the Torah said the word karbin is to tell me it's only the part of the mincha that was kariv on the mizbech. And the second karbin is a riboy. To the contrary, it tells me that it's not limited, even though the Torah says the mitzvah melicha as relates to a karbin, but at the same time, it's really not only related to the mincha. It's true for other types of karbonis as well. So really, lahalocha, what emerges from the braisa is that there's a mitzvah melicha. The Torah mentioned it by the mincha, but it's not unique to the mincha. It's not only true for the karbon mincha. There are other things that went in the mizbeach that need it, such as the k'tairis and the levoina and the emurim and the oil sa'if, and there's a whole list of things that the braisa mentioned. What's excluded? Number one, eitzin. Number two, dam. And number three, even within the mincha itself, it's only the carbon part of the mincha that had a mitzvah malicha, but the non-carbon part of the mincha did not have a mitzvah malicha. Now we're up to the analysis. So at the end of the braisa said that I would think that maybe only the koimitz has a mitzvah malicha. What about the levoina? Said the braisa, marbinia salavoina, shekein bo imo b'kliyachot. No, the levoina is part of the mincha. And then the braisa continued. The braisa said, how do I know levoina that's babif neyatzmai, or the shnei bezichei levoina, or the emurim, or all the other things? And the Gemara said it's learned out from al kol karbon chotakriv melech. What's the kasha? How do you reconcile the beginning of the braisa and the end of the braisa? Why? Because how did the braisa start? The braisa started, it says, mincha, lo hitzi esa etzim vada. Meaning, you would have thought that maybe etzim dam should be included. Kamash Malan has to be similar to a mincha. And man mincha is miyuchedesh achirin bon chayvela, so too only something that's achirin bon chayvela. So the braisa starts off by saying that really everything should be included. We're just going to exclude Eitzen and Dam because they don't have achirin bon chayvela. Then at the end of the braisa, we need a pasuk to be marba everything. So how do you start? How do you wake up in the morning? Do you start up this drosha by saying, the assumption is everything should be included? I have a miyut for Eitzen and Dam. Or no, do you start off saying that nothing is included? Thus, I need a ribuy at the end of the pasuk to be marba everything else. It says the Gemara, amar, from the end of the braisa, so we need it to be marba even levoina. And certainly levoina babafnei atzmein de murim and the oil seif, etc., etc., etc. Va'amrit fake the Gemara at the beginning of the braisa. He said, "Mamin chumim chadash achirim bon chivala." It sounds like that. Fakert, that anything that's similar to mincha is memela included. It's only etzim and dam that are not similar. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kama." Really, drasha number one and drasha number four complement each other. They really go in tandem. You can't have one without the other. This is the way you understand it. Ema, you would have thought had the Torah only mentioned mincha and would have said there's a mitzvah melicha by the chol korban minchascha. So what would you have thought? I would have thought korban klal or mincha prat klal prat emichal al mashav prat mincha in midiach rinilot. Hada amar. That's why you need the end of the pasuk that says al kol korbancha chaza vekila klal prat the klal yata don el kena prat maha prat mafurish acherim bon lo chayva av kol shacherim bon lo chayva. In other words, what we're saying is that it's true. There's a drasha A and drasha B, but really they work together with each other. Meaning, this that the Braisa assumes right in the beginning that everything similar to Mincha should be included, it's only because the Braisa knows already that it's going to bring this drasha at the end, which says, "I'll call Korban Chatak Riv Melach." Because if you didn't have the "I'll call Korban Chatak Riv Melach," and all you had was the beginning of the pasuk, "V'chol Korban Minchascha B'Melach Timlach," you'd have a klal prat. Norvas, you have Al Kol Korban Chatakriv Melech. It's a cloud prat to cloud. So it's because of Al Kol Korban Chatakriv Melech, now you can be marba everything. And at the same time, you're also mamay. Because Ein Bechlal Elo Kein Masha Bebrat. What's Kein Masha Bebrat similar to a mincha? What's unique about a mincha? It has other things that are bani man. Chayva, so too, the only time you can include anything is if it's about. So you're right. The first drush in and of itself is not a drush, because to the contrary, without Al Kol Korban Chatakriv Melech, you would never be marba everything daimit to mincha. You would exclude everything other than a mincha, because you'd have a klal prat. It's only because you have a klal at the end, you have a klal prat to klal, that's how you know to be marba everything, you might anything that's not similar to a mincha. What's the Gemara's understanding? What is similar to a mincha? What's not similar to a mincha? If you have things that are bun chayva with the mincha, that makes it similar to a mincha. Otherwise, it's not going to be similar to a mincha. Says the Gemara, acherim deban chayva l'mayniyu. What are these other things that came together with a mincha? Eitzim, right? Afkol eitzim. Based on that, you were marba. Everything else that has eitzim. Essentially, if you look at that list, that the braisa was marba at the end, what they have in common is they all had eitzim with it. The Levoina had eitzim, and the Levoina Baba Bazichin had eitzim, and the Keteris had eitzim, and the Minchas Koyanim, Uminchas Koyim Mashiach, Uminchas Nesachim, Emure Chatas, Emure Yashem, Emure Kachem Kachem, Emure Kachem Kalam, Evari Oilav Oilosai. Yeah. They all have eitzim, right? It works. So the Gemara is assuming it's similar to mincha. Mincha has eitzim. But the rest is really, when we say that a mincha is unique, that it has other things that come with it, is it only eitzim that came with the mincha? No, mincha had something else that went on the mizbeach with it. What was that? Levoina. The mincha itself was only a chatzi mater. It was only a chatzi avoida. There was levoina with it also. Meaning, it's not muchach from dumya de mincha that you need to have something else go on the mizbeach and that something else has to be eitzim. In theory, it doesn't matter what that something else is. It should be enough. Because by mincha itself, you find that it's not just eitzim that came along with the mincha. Levoina came along with the mincha as well. Where are we going with this? If that's the case, freak the Gemara, v'aisi dam, maybe dam is also considered doyma to mincha. Why are we telling me that eitzim and dam are both not similar to mincha? Because they have nothing that went together with it. It's not true. The dam had nisachin. In other words, bishloima, if the dover achar that's ba on the mizbeach with it is eitzim, dam didn't have eitzim. But if the dover achar could be anything, and the truth is, it makes sense, it should be able to be anything. Because by the mincha, you find not just eitzim, levoina as well. So levoina is anything. So that dam should be considered something that has achirim bon lam chayva, because it has nesachim. Talk to Gemara, nesachim bahadei emurim hudaasi. A very nice two lines Gemara right here. The nesachim was together with the dam. It's true, nesachim came together with certain karbonos. But was it part of the dam? No, it was part of the emurim. My time ahead, do I know that? Because the emurim was achilas mizbeach, meat. And the Nesachim is Shtias Mizbeach, wine. So doesn't it make sense, if you think about it, that the Nesachim should be the glass of wine that comes together with the meat that is the Achilas Mizbeach? But the Gemara says, Adarabah. Maybe the Yisoid of the Nesachim is Kapar of a Simcha. It's together with the Dam. Because the Dam was the Mechaper. And when you have Dam, you're happy. And when you're happy, you drink wine. Says the Gemara, Elos Levoina. In other words, therefore, the Nesachim came together with the dam. The Nesachim came together with the dam. The dam also has a Chirim Bon Lam Chayva. So why is it going to be Nesmait? Elos says the Gemara, Levoina Ba'imah B'Kliyecha. That Mincha has a Chirim Bon Lam Chayva. But the relationship with the Dvarim Achirim that came together with the Mincha is different than the relationship between the dam and the Nesachim. Levoina, that came together with the Mincha, it was literally in the same Keli with it. As opposed to Nesachim, which is Ein Bom B'Kli Echad. And even Eitzim, which is not in the same keli as the Mincha, Aval Eitzim Geheche the Miskashra Behu Mincha, Hachu Miskashra Kulu Karbonis. But it was Machsha the Mincha, because you couldn't physically be Machta the Mincha without having the Eitzim first. So it's not just a random thing that punked, by the way, simultaneously together is Machta. No, it's part and parcel of the Mincha. You can't be Machta Koinitz unless you have the Eitzim. So it's in that same vein, it's in that, as opposed to the Dam and the Nesachim, which don't have that relationship. Either way, says the Gemara, that's why when we have this cloud practical cloud, when Mamayit Eitzim, when Mamayit Dam, Eitzim has nothing that came together with it. Because when you put Eitzim on the Mizbeach, you don't have to put something with the Eitzim. And Dam also had nothing with it. Dam has Nesachim. It's true, Dam has Nesachim. But the relationship between the Dam and Nesachim is not the same as the relationship between the Koimetz and the Levoina, or the Koimetz and the Eitzim. Freit the Gemara, ve'ema, ma prat mufur shachirin bon chayvelo, umateres, af kol shachirin bon chayvelo, umateres, umayinio Levoina, bababazichim, deshar yolechem. Freit the Gemara, how do you know how to darsh in the cloud prat the cloud? This is always a good kasha when you're learning a sugi of cloud prat the cloud. But let's focus on this one right here. And that is, you have a klal prat to klal. Klal, carbon, prat, mincha, klal, carbon, ein b'chal, elokei, masha, b'prat. If it's similar to mincha, what does similar to mincha mean? It has other things that are ba'in imahim chayva. Okay, maybe let's refine the prat a little bit better. How are you going to find it? Maybe you're going to say that just like the mincha has A, achir b'olam chayva, and B is also a matter. Matter is a big deal when you learn the sugis and kachim. It's also a matter. So maybe af kol she'achirin bon chayvelo umateres umaniu. What is something that has something else that's bo'im chayve and it's matter? Levoina baba bazichin. That's the one thing. The sharia lechem avol midi achrini loy. But so for example, the emure kachim kadashim, the emure kachim kalim, and the ilas oif and all these other things, being that they're not matter or anything, maybe they're not similar. Says the Gemara. No, you know, I know that's not the case because. From the fact that we needed a pasuk to be ma'idam, if you remember, it said the word mincha in the parasha twice. It said mincha, we were mighty eitzim adam, and then it said mincha again, and we were mighty dam. The Gemara is going to explain in a moment why we need two pasukim for dam. But for now, we need a second drasha to be ma'idam. If the only thing that we're being marba from the klal prat to klal is the levoina. Then I don't need a second pasuk. There's nothing else to be memayit. I was only married by one thing. So what else do I need to be memayit? From the fact that I need a second miyud, it sounds like there's at least a conversation of maybe having dam. Even after the klal prat to klal, there was a havamina to have dam. If the klal prat to klal is more inclusive, so then maybe I need a pasuk, even after the klal prat to klal, as we'll see in a moment, to be memayit dam. But if you're going to tell me that the klal prat to klal is very exclusive, and really the only thing included in it is the levoina baba vazichim, why do I need a pasuk for that? Must be that in this case, I don't need to be doima to the prat legamre, as long as I'm only a little bit similar to the prat, that would be enough. And the truth is that this really segues into a very fundamental understanding of how klal prat to klal works. And Tosfos is already in Mitzayin, he sends you to a Gemara Masechtas Eruvin, Daf Chof Ches, that whenever you have a klal prat to klal, do you have to be 100% similar to the prat, or is enough if you're doima b'tzad echa? Like, how similar do you have to be with the prat? That's essentially the Shaka B'tari in the Gemara. The Gemara is the Braisa was marba anything that's similar to mincha a little bit. Mincha has other things that are boim and mam chayva, so we're going to be marba anything that has dvarim that are boim and mam chayva. What did the maksha hold? Mincha has dvarim achirim and mam chayva, but it's also a matter. So maybe it's not enough that you're doim b'tzad echad. Maybe you have to be doim b'shtei tzadim. Maybe you also have to be a matter. So it's a fundamental question. How similar to the prat do you have to be in order to be considered ke'ena prat to be included in the seraba from a klal prat to klal? It's a sugya. It's a sugya mesech. It's eruvin from all places. Tosfos sends you there immediately, but that's beyond the scope of what we do. Either way, so one last part of this price. So we had the first mincha was moitzi eitzim adam, and then it said the word mincha again, and the fact that the Torah mentioned the word mincha again, that's moitzi dam. Freit the Gemara, ve'ema me'al mincha secha, v'loi me'al evarecha. So what does it mean? Why do I need, first of all, a second pasuk? If I have a klal prat to klal that was already memayit dam, then why do I need a second pasuk v'loy mincha secha to be moitzi dam? Right, that was the most obvious question right when you started learning the brayso. It says mincha carbon carbon. The first mincha, that's the klal prat to klal to tell me no etzim and no dam. It says mincha again to tell me no dam. I was already memayit etzim and dam. Why do I need a second pasuk to be memayit etzim and dam? The teretz is because how do I know no etzim and dam? I know it from a klal prat to klal. Klal prat to klal says it has to be similar to the mincha. What is similar to the mincha meat? And has acherim boi mam chayva. And even though that whole list is only similar to tzad echad, because the truth is mincha has another unique characteristic, it's also a matter, but at the same time, as long as you daima b'tzad echad, that's enough to get into the parsha of the mitzvah malicha. The truth is, there's a very obvious question. Let's say you have to be only daima b'tzad echad. Maybe the tzad echad is to be a matter. And maybe you should include that. Mecha teise b'mema'et dam, because it's not similar, b'tzad echad. Which tzad? It doesn't have achim b'arim b'chad, because there was no eitzim that went together with it. There was no levoin, and the nesachim is not considered together, like the Gemara already discussed. Efshefakert. Maybe say that dam is doime b'tzad echad. Why is it doime b'tzad echad? Because it's a matter, just like the mincha is, and maybe it should be included. The teretz is mincha secha. The second mincha tells me not dam. Again, I already have the klal prat to klal. Why do I have to be memayit dam? The reason I need to be memayit dam is because without the meat of dam, I would think that dam is included in the klal prat to klal. Because klal prat to klal is enough to be doime b'tzad echad. That's clearly the opinion of this braisa. And as long as you're enough b'tzad echad, so all the things that the braisa was marba, the emurim and the ilosayif, etc., is doime b'tzad echad. It has eitzim that came with it, just like the mincha. Dam is also doime b'tzad echad. It's a matter, just like the mincha. Right? So they're both doime b'tzad echad. At the second mi'ut to tell me v'loy dam. But the Gemara's kasha is, where do you see in the second mi'ut v'loy dam? Maybe fakert. Maybe the second mi'ut is not memai dam because it's only doime b'tzad echad and that it's a matter. Maybe it's memai everything else that was mentioned in the braisa because it's also only doime b'tzad echad because it has achir bar nom chayva. Meaning this, we need the second mi'ut. But how do you know to apply the second meal to them? Maybe apply the second meal to Devar. It says the Gemara, it makes sense that just like there's a mitzvah of Malicha by a Mincha, there should be a mitzvah of Malicha by Evarim as well. Shekain, because it has a lot of similarities to the Mincha. That's what we've been discussing in our Sugi. Ishim, Devarim went on the fire, just like the Mincha went on fire. Bechutz Kamaisa, where were the Evarim brought? On the Mizbech Achitzain. That's where the Mincha was brought. As opposed to the dam, this is all in contrast to the dam, which sometimes was born in the Mizbech HaPnimi. Noiser kamoiso, tumah kamoiso. If somebody eats noiser of basar, noiser of a mincha, he's chayiv karas. Even though there is a psul noiser, dam is nifsul b'shkiyas hachama, there's a psul noiser by dam, but if somebody eats the dam, he's not chayiv karas for it. Tumah kamoiso, if somebody is tumah, tumas aguf, and he eats the mincha, or he eats the evarim, he's going to be chayiv karas. If someone's tummy tumas aguf and he eats dam, he's not going to be chayiv karas. And me'ila kamaisa, and there's me'ila as well. So there's so many similarities between the mincha and the evarim. So it makes sense. It's like the mincha has a mitzvah malicha, the evarim is going to have a mitzvah malicha as well. But the Gemara says, adirab, dam havalei lebuya, maybe be marbe dam. Because dam also has similarities. What are the similarities? It's a much shorter list. Shekei mata kamaisa, the mincha's mata, the dam is mata, and nifsal b'shchiyah sachama kamaisa. The psul noisa doesn't have to wait until the next day or 2 days. The psul shchiyah sachama is already. Ready, or the psul nois is already by shkir. The Gemara says, I hear, but this is a big list, this is a small list, not a confusion, there's more similarities between the Evarim and the Mincha than there is with the Dam and the Mincha. Thus, if you have a riboy and a miyot, and you're not sure what to be marba, what to be mamayit, we're going to be marba the Evarim, that it's going to have a mitzvah malicha, just like the Mincha, and we're going to be mamayit dam, that's not going to have a mitzvah malicha. Amar, shemei, ani afilu eitzim adam shenikru karbin. The Braisa said that from the klal prat to klal, we're mamayit eitzim and dam. And the Braisa's lashon was that you would have thought that eitzim and dam, being that they're called carbon. And the criteria for the mitzvah malicha is v'chol korban minchascha b'melach timlach al kol korboncha takriv melach. So you would have thought that being that it's ikri carbon, so the halacha is that there should be a mitzvah of malicha. Says the Gemara, man shamalei domar eitzim ikri carbon. Who's the tana that holds that eitzim is called carbon? Rebbe. Fake the Gemara le Rebbe. According to Rebbe, mibayavu melach. There's one tana in Shas we know that holds that eitzim was called a carbon. And Rebbe Shita, FYI, is that Eitzim is Bayim Melach. So here you have a Braisa that says that Eitzim is called carbon, and at the same time, the Bryce is being memaet etzim. So what's going on over here? The only Tana we know that holds that etzim is called a carbon is Rebbe, and Rebbe holds etzim needs. Who's this Rebbe? The Tana went to the Bryce, a carbon, melamichim, it's not vin etzim. The kamba shnei gzirin. The chen uoyme vagoy rolois who palnu al carbon, it's a pasuk in Nechemya. And the pasuk mentions carbon ho etzim. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe said, not only is etzim a carbon, but it's a carbon mincha hein. Vetunin melech, clear. Vetunin hagosha. Vam haravel divi Rebbe etzim tunin kmitza. Vam rapapel divi Rebbe etzim tzrichim etzim. Because it's a carbon, and a carbon always needs etzim. But the bottom line is, you have a shita's Rebbe over here. Again, what's Rebbe shita? Rebbe shita is that etzim is called a carbon, but it's a carbon mincha, and being that it's a carbon mincha, it's tam melech. So you have a brisa that had a hava made it to be marba etzim, because etzim is called a carbon, so you would think it needs melech. Klal prat klal mamayit etzim. It's a problem, because the only tana we know that holds that etzim is in fact a carbon is Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that etzim does need melicha. Says the Gemara, sami mikan etzim. You have to take out the word Eitzim. So the cloud part, the cloud is not being Bimimayit Eitzim, because Eitzim is this Rabbi. The time of the Brisa must be Rebbe. Rather, what we're Bimimayit is Dan. Faith the Gemara, the Ella Kro Lemu'ute Mai. If that's the case, why do I need the second Pasuk? Ila Mu'ute Dam. If I need it to be Bimimayit Dam, Mi'al Mincha Secha Nafka. Don't I already know it from Me'al Mincha Secha? Meaning, at the end of the day, if all I'm being Bimimayit is one thing, there's only one thing that's being excluded. There's only one thing that's being excluded. Then why do I need a second pasuk of Me'al Mincha Secha to exclude it? If you want to go back into the Cheshvin in light of everything we spoke at earlier, you can take a look at Rashi. Dibra Maskel Dal Me'al Mincha Secha Nafka. But either way, it says the Gemara, you're right. There must be something else. Because if there isn't a second thing being excluded, I wouldn't need the second Mincha to be Mema'edam. And if the second thing is not Eitzim, then what is the second thing? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. Apik Eitzim Ve'ayon Nesachin. Nesachin. Which, by the way, if you think about it, makes a lot of sense. Because Nesachim is like Eitzim, it's like Dam. It also has nothing that came together with it. It's also not a matter. But it had nothing that came along with it. And being that it had nothing that came along with it, see, right, it's not Eitzim, because Eitzim, according to Rebbe, is a mincha, thus it needs melicha. But it's going to be Nesachim. And it's really Mefurisha Brais. It's time we learn to the Brais, Avala Yayin, Vahadam, Vahal Eitzim, Vahak Teres, Ein Teunin Melach. So it mentions over here Yayin, which is Nesachim, Dam and Eitzim, which is what we had in our previous Brisa, and Kteiris, by the way, all these things don't need Melach. But you have a Brisa, Al Koponim, that says Nesachim doesn't need Melach. It's excluded from the same exact Klal, Pratu, Klal. Thus, you're right, take out the word Eitzim, replace it with the word Nesachim. The Gemara says, Mani, who's the Tana of this last Brisa that we just mentioned? E Rebbe. If the Tana is Rebbe, Kasha Eitzim. It says Eitzim is excluded. One of the four things excluded. We just said Rebbe holds Eitzim is a mincha. It needs melech. And in Rabbanon, if it's going according to the Rabbanon, kasha k'tayres. Because the previous brisa, that long brisa, mentioned k'tayres as one of the things that were included from the klal pratu klal. So the Gemara says, Hai Tanahu, it's the following Tanya, and we're going to end with this. The Tanya, we're going to the brisa. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishol b'Yechem, Rabbi Goyim, Maha prat mefurish davach mekabel tumah v'oivu v'ishin. He had a different way of explaining the klal pratu klal. The klal pratu klal, which is the mincha, is something that, number one, is davach mekabel tumah. Number two, it's oivu v'ishin, one of them is b'yech. And the fire of the Mizbeach. Number three, V'yeshnei al-Mizbeach ha-chitzoy. At kol davra mekabel tumah, v'oyla li'ishim, V'yeshnei al-Mizbeach ha-chitzoy. Yatsu Eitzim. Eitzim is excluded. She'en mekabel tumah. What's not mekabel tumah? That's what you use it for schach. Yatsu dam. Dam is excluded. The yayin is excluded she'ena li'ishim, because it didn't go on the fire of the Mizbeach. And yatsu k'toyres, she'ena al-Mizbeach ha-chitzoy. Exhale. Either way, that concludes the first part of the Gemara's discussion of Melach, which is the more technical part. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to continue on this theme of Melach. It's going to be the more lumdish counterpart of the sugyas of Melicha. But as the daf was not so easy and rather technical, so we'll speak out, Be'ezus Hashem, some light raid as it relates to Melicha, and then we'll go back to one ha'ara from the previous day's daf. And that is that if you take a look in the Rishonim, so the Rishonim discuss the Mefarshei HaChumash what exactly the idea of putting salt on a carbon is. Rashi in Parshas Vayikra brings a medrash that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the second day of creation took all the water in the world and he divided it. There was the Mayim El Yoinim and the Mayim HaTachtoinim. The Mayim HaTachtoinim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina. I don't know if it was a taina in the negative sense, but they came and they felt they were very, very disappointed. They said, why are we the Mayim HaTachtoinim? The Mayim El Yoinim, they get to sit up in Shemayim together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're in the Mechitzas, and we have to be all the way down here on the bottom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the plea of the Mayim HaTachtoinim, and Hashem told the Mayim HaTachtoinim that even though right now you're not close to me, but Mida Keneged Mida, you want this Kurva, you're going to be Zoicha one day to be close to me. You'll be a Karban, which is Miloshim Kurva. And there's going to be two times, two applications of where the Mayim HaTachtoinim are going to go on the Mizbeach as a Karban HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One on Sukkot with the Nisach HaMayim, and number two, with every single Karban, with some exceptions, but with every single Karban, the salt, which comes from the ocean, is going to have to go in the car. So, says Rashi, it's a medrash, that the idea of putting melach on a carbon is really something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Mayim HaTachtoinim as a consolation prize for the fact that it was relegated to be the Mayim HaTachtoinim and wasn't Zoicha to be the Mayim HaYoinim. The Ramban brings Rashi and he says, very nice, but at the end of the day, it's a medrash, not the Pashup Shad. He says, you want to know the Pashup Shad? He says, very simple, because we know, Chazal say throughout Kachin, that when you put something on a Mizbeach, you're feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It's Achilas Mizbeach. And says the Ramban, I quote, V'yitoche, mipnei she'inoi derech kovet. If you can make a Kodesh Baruch Hu a mincha right now, it's not kovet, li'o yislechem Hashem, tofu b'li melach, for a little salt. Who eats bread without salt? Right, so you have to have a little bit. Says the Ramban. And by the way, now you'll understand why the Gemara was memaya two things. He says, take a look at Menachas Daf Chof Amud Aleph. You know why? Because Eitzim doesn't go along with salt, and blood doesn't go along with salt. So being that it doesn't go along with salt, memela, you don't have this idea of akiveo no lefecha secha, of this idea of she'inoi derech kovet liyos lechem Hashem tofu v'li melech. That's a svara with bread. Ramban doesn't speak it out, but that's also a svara when it comes to the basar. But as it relates to the two things that the Gemara was memayit, now you understand why Eitzim Adan Ohev, because the whole idea of melech is that it should taste good. Because kaviyachol, on some level, there's an achilas mizbeach, right? The Gemara said that the nesachim is shtias mizbeach, because in achil b'lo shtia, it's meat and wine. That's what's going on over here. On a Kadosh Baruch Hu dig a level. Mishulchan gevaya kazachu, you find. The bottom line is that Rashi gives an agad, the Ramban says a pashipsha. But if you take a look at the Das Kenan, Mibali Toisvis, says something beautiful, which I think is very relevant. Das Kenan Bali Toisvis says as follows. You want to know why there's an idea that a carbon has to have melech. And by the way, the Torah chazes it literally, again and again. It's even a loisasev, a loisashbis melach, brisalekecha meyal minchasecha, says the Daskein of Bali Toisa, because melach, salt, is a dover hameskayim, it's a preservative. That's what salt is. And it's lohidia, it's coming to teach us, ke akarbonois bris lo'olam, that a carbon is a preservative as well. That when a yid brings a carbon, he gets a kapara from it. And when a yid brings a carbon, he gets a new lease on life. The teyeles that comes about from bringing the carbon is that the yid and the world and Klal Yisrael now have a kiyum. And that's symbolic in the salt, which is a dover hameskayim, salt, which is in and of itself a preservative. And then the askenim digresses a little bit, and he explains, why is it that if somebody brought a carbon, all of a sudden, he had this unbelievable, what was the great benefit from having a carbon? So I think if you asked the man on the street, he would tell you, what do you mean, I have kapara now. Now that I brought a cup, carbon I got. Till now I had an Aveira, I had a balance sheet with liabilities, and with every carbon you clean it up a little bit. So okay, that seems to be a very good thing. It's true, but that's not what the Das Kenim says. He says as follows. Ki kusha adam chayte, when a person did an Aveira, umakriv carbon, and brought a carbon, umischapeloi, and he got kapar. And here's the punchline. V'yodei ashu naki mecheta. And he walked out with the Beis HaMikdash with this yediya, an understanding, knowing that he doesn't have this Avera anymore. That his carbon, his tshuva was accepted. Who nizar achrekein milachtoi umiliyos oy meluchach v'averas. That person is now going to be careful before he goes ahead and he does an Avera again. But if he didn't know, if he didn't get kapara, then human psychology is that once you do an avera, you feel dirty, you feel disgusting, so you just continue doing averas. And he says, the Das Kenim explained, do it a mashal. Mashal adam shabagad of tzayim. Somebody has dirty clothing. So he doesn't care if he spills a little coffee on his dirty shirt. It's anyways dirty. But if somebody is dressed well and he's looking handsome, so then he doesn't want to get dirty. That's what Shlomo Melech said. Right, you get a new car. So the first 3,000 miles, you know, you watch it. You're careful. If it's raining, you know, you want to step with your wet shoes. Then, you know, once you hit a certain milestone, it's fine. That's where you eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. The point is, there's an idea. It says it, that's about
He says the number one reason that people do Averis is because they feel dirty. In their minds, they're driving an old car. In their mind, they're wearing a dirty baguette. And because they're wearing a dirty baguette, so who cares? Well, I'm going to make it. What am I watching? It's anyways dirty. But if a person would be able to see himself not as a kli meluchlach, but to the contrary, that he feels clean and he feels pristine, then he would be much more careful. The problem is very hard to do. But once upon a time, there was a Beis HaMikdash. And when you'd go to the Beis HaMikdash, he would bring a carbon. And he would hand it over to the Kohen. And the Kohen would come back to him, and he would give him the report. And he would tell him that you got kapara. It was done well. There was no piggle. There was no shalei lishma. We did the shvich hashirayim. We did the keanim oichlin ubaylam eschaprin. Everything went as planned 100%. This person walked out feeling like $1 million. He walked out feeling good. But he walked out feeling like he was wearing a brand new suit. He drove home driving a brand new car. And because of that, he was more careful. Mikanu lahaba. So the Kiyum Ma'olam said that Daskin came from Karbonis. Why? Not so much because of what the carbon did to the past, but it was more what the carbon was going to do towards the future. Knowing that I brought a carbon, that I got kapara, was the biggest chizuk in the world. And that was the bris, the Dovra Meskayim, that came about, and somehow that's symbolic in the soul. What came to mind was a beautiful vart that I once heard from the Dubna Magid. It's a pasuk in Koheles. It's Koheles Perek Yud Aleph. The pasuk says, Smach bachar b'yaldu secha, v'tivcha libcha b'mei b'bchurei secha. Bachar, when you're young, have a great time. Drink and be merry. Smach bachar b'yaldu secha, v'tivcha libcha b'mei b'bchurei secha, v'halech b'darchei libcha, follow your heart, u'b'mari einecha and your eyes, v'da. But there's one caveat. Just remember, one day you're going to have to stand in front of the Kisei HaKoven and you're going to have to give din v'chesh. An interesting passage. So Shlomo HaMelech is giving you the blueprint for the Bukhara Shayunim. He says, Smach bachav yaldu secha, party away. V'tivcha libcha b'mei b'churei secha, v'halich b'darchi libcha b'mari einecha. However, you should just know that one day you're going to have to give din b'cheshbon. So what's going on over here? Is this a musar shmuz or who's talking exactly? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, that this is a very interesting pasuk. The first half of the pasuk says the Gemara, Amar Afuna, Ad kan divrei yetzer hara. Mikan ve'elach, the second half of the pasuk, is divrei yetzer toif. Meaning, this pasuk is really made up of two voices. The two voices that we have constantly inside of us. The first voice is the Yetzer Hara. Smach bachu b'yaldu secha. V'tivcha libcha b'mei b'churei secha. V'halich b'darchi libcha marinech. That's all the Yetzer Hara talking. Now comes the Yetzer Tov. V'da. No, Yesus. No, are you crazy? Smach bachu b'yaldu secha. Don't forget. Al kol ev yachalikim b'mishpat. That one day you're going to have to give din b'cheshmet. So of course it's not one voice. How could it be? It's two voices. Ad kan divrei Yetzer Hara. Mikan ve'elach. The second half of the podcast is the Yetzer Tov. Stating that, the Dubna Magid said a beautiful, beautiful pshat in this pasuk. He said there was once upon a time a person that was very poor. He was homeless and he would travel from shtetl to shtetl, from village to village, literally so that he would find a place to sleep, he'd find a little bit of food to eat. He would always come into a shtot, he would go to the local shul, he would walk in and the gabbai, the shamish, the rav, somebody would come over to him, he'd be invited, he would stay for a day or two, and once it was, you know, socially appropriate to leave, he'd move on, he'd go to the next city, and that's the way this person survived. He comes to a city, he goes to the shul like he always did, davens mincha ma'ariv. After ma'ariv, somebody comes over and he says, Rabbi, I've never seen you before, who are you? So he tells him who he is. I don't really have a place to live, I was hoping maybe somebody can put me up. So he says, you came to the right city. He says, you know, in this city, we're very, very machshev hachnasas are. Not just that, we built a hotel. But it's not just any hotel. It's a 5-star hotel. It has every luxury, every amenity you could possibly dream of. You're more than welcome to come stay in this hotel. Person heard it, couldn't even believe it. Checks into the hotel. It was a dream. It was something he had never experienced. Stayed for a day, 2 days, 3 days. He extended his visit a little bit. He stayed a week. At the end of the week, he knew it was time to leave. That's what he always did. So he's walking out of this hotel. He's about to check out, and somebody stands up and says, where are you going? He says, what do you mean? I'm leaving. He says, well, you can't just leave. What, are you going to stay in a 5-star resort for a week, and you're just going to walk out? Person goes to his computer, prints out an invoice, shows him the invoice, $22,000. This person looked at him, says, $22,000, what in the world am I supposed to do? So he starts walking around the lobby, ungesetzt, doesn't know if he's coming or if he's going. He was just sold a bill of goods. Obviously, he was just conned into something. He doesn't know what in the world he's going to do. There was a person walking in the lobby, and he says, sir, you look a little confused. Is everything okay? He says, everything's actually not okay. See, he says, what's going on? Tell me your story. So he tells him what happened. I'm a poor person. I have nothing. I was told that I can come here
it certainly sounded like this was achnasas arkin, that they were going to put me up, and the next thing I know, I'm walking around with a $2,000 bill. I don't know how to pay. So he looks at this person, he says, listen, let me ask you a question. Did anybody tell you to leave? He said, no. He said, why are you leaving? He says, I don't know, that's what I do. I stay for a couple of days. I actually extended my trip a little bit. I decided I'm going to check out. So listen, you can work for the rest of your life. You're never going to come up with $22,000 that you need to pay, be able to pay this bill. If I were you, I would stay here longer. Stay here as long as they let you stay. Until they throw you out, rack up an even bigger bill. The bill might be $122,000 by the time you're done, but let's be honest, does it make a difference? Because you're not going to be able to pay it anyways. But now that you're here and you're stuck with this invoice regardless, you might as well milk it for what it's worth. Stay here as long as possible. And by the way, I think they're going to let you hang out here a little longer. So just enjoy yourself. Don't think about it. And then when they throw you out, you'll deal with it. That's what's shot in this pasuk. The pasuk's not. The first half is the Yetzer Hara. The second half is the Yetzer Tov. The Maggid said, what? There's not enough psukim in Koheles that Shlomo HaMelech couldn't take the Yetzer Hara's pasuk and the Yetzer Tov's pasuk and divide them separately. This is all the Yetzer Hara. In the beginning, he said, the Maggid, Yetzer Hara comes to a person when he's young and the tithes are burning and there's a flam fire inside of him. He tells him, Smach b'chub yaldu secha. V'tipcha lipcha b'meib churei secha. V'halich b'darchi lipcha b'marei necha. Go enjoy yourself. You're young. Have a good time. Enjoy life. What happens when a person gets older and he starts thinking, what's going to be? I'm already older, midlife crisis. I'm going to have to give them the cheshbon one day. I wasted my life. What became of me? Nothing. So he starts thinking about doing tshuva and he has all the right thoughts in his mind. The Yetzer Hara comes to him again and the Yetzer Hara says, what are you, nuts? You have a $22,000 bill. What you did in your life, there's no way in the world you're ever going to be able to make up for. You're never going to be able to clean this up. You might as well just continue to enjoy yourself. So it's the Yetzer Hara talking. He sounds like the Yetzer Tov. Thus the Lashon HaGemara, mikan ve'elach divrei Yetzer Tov. And read right from the Yetzer Tov. But really, it's the Yetzer Hara talking. And you know what he says? V'day, you should know, ki al kol eila. On everything that you did, Yiviyachu elikim ha-mishpat. It's too late. You messed up. You might as well enjoy your Eilam Hazza. Because one day, you're going to have to stand in front of the Kisei HaGoven, and it's not going to be fun. But at the same time, there's nothing you can do about it. So you might as well enjoy yourself more in Eilam Hazza. You might as well milk it for what it's got. So that thought of Vidaki al Kolele, Yaviyachu elikim ha-mishpat, right, that could have a reverse effect as well. And it's Mikan ve'elach divrei Yetzer Tov, but it's really the Yetzer Hara talking. But this is all wrong. And that's this das game in Bali Tosfos. The chol eis yibgedachal avonim, that a person's calling has to always be white. A person has to appreciate. A person has to understand that ayidei the koyach of tshuva, by bringing karbanos, he was given a new lease of life. And that was done when a person brought a karban, and it was symbolic in the melech. We don't have karbanos today. But at the same time, we do have v'arva l'ashem minchas Yehuda, chol eisik b'teres menaches, we're learning menaches, especially with the melech. So, shtak ol bizaycha to aksiv v'chsin v'tayfach.